Time now for our Champions of Education. It is brought to you by Nordson Corporation, a vital, self-renewing, worldwide organization. Nordson Corporation helping you build products the world uses every day. And this morning in Champions of Education, helping you pay for your education, Mary Sawerka of the Elyria Rotary is here to talk about their annual scholarship program. Mary, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. How are you guys?
Let's talk about this. Elyria Rotary always has this, and this is kind of a big scholarship, too. Let's talk about this. The application process is open right now?
That is correct. And Elyria Rotary is very proud of their scholarship program that's been in place for, I'm guessing, about 20 years or so. And we have a scholarship that was started by some members many years ago. It's run through the Community Foundation of Lorain County. It's open to Elyria High School, Elyria Catholic, Midview, Open Door Christian, and First Baptist Christian high school seniors. The good thing about our scholarship is it is not based on financial need or grades. It is based on service and recommendations of teachers or coaches or others on the student who has demonstrated that they're part of the Elyria Rotary and the Rotary motto of service above self.
When you are looking over, and by the way, who's involved in the process, I guess, the review process? How does that work?
There is a scholarship thing, a good question. There's a scholarship committee that is a subcommittee of the Rotary Club of Elyria. I am one of the members of a team of about 12 people who review the applications. We make sure that the deadlines are all adhered to and that the paperwork is all in order. And we review the essays and the submissions.
Mary, when somebody gets elected, chosen for the NFL Hall of Fame, they get a knock on the door. And I think we talked in the past how you do something like that. Is that so? Am I remembering that correctly?
Actually, we do not. Ours is a little bit more of a surprise. The Rotary Scholarship Committee keeps the winners' names silent until the schools have their annual end-of-year banquets or award ceremonies, and they are announced at that particular time. So we try to keep it as a surprise to the students and the parents. I've had the privilege of presenting to students at Elyria Catholic a couple of times where they had absolutely no idea that they were the winners.
And obviously that their response, I mean, they knew that they applied for this application, but many times those students who apply for an application like this probably are looking at other scholarships too. They're kind of well-versed on how to get through into that process. When is the deadline for people to get the applications in?
Well, the application deadline is April 15th, 2023. All of the information for the scholarship is on the Elyria Rotary website, which is www.elyriarotary.org. All the necessary paperwork, it can be mailed in, it can be dropped off. There's a couple different options. It is still a paper process. We are looking for the future of having it be an electronic online, but we haven't finished that up yet. They need to be a graduating senior from one of the schools. They need to have a 2.5 GPA. They need to have been accepted to a baccalaureate institution and be a full-time student in the fall of 23. And then they need to be actively involved in demonstrating community service, volunteerism, extracurricular activities. Again, it is not based on family income. It is not based solely on grades. It is really about service.
And that's sort of the motto, right, for Elyria, for the Rotary in general. So you're kind of playing up on that, right?
Correct. Service above self, right. And Elyria Rotary has been very active. You guys have had us on multiple times. We recently named the new library community room is the Elyria Rotary Room. We've donated towards the fountain renovation. We donate multiple causes.
I'm looking through your application process, and there's one letter or document here which I find intriguing. It's the application guidelines for parents. which basically says, because, you know, a lot of times parents are the ones that maybe kind of search this out or get an idea on it. And in number two, it says, well, it says, encourage sons and daughters to apply. Number two, it says, girls are awarded more scholarships than boys because far fewer boys apply. I don't know if this is the nature of gender. You know, boys may be doing other things. Girls are looking for that. But this way, you want to also try to get as many of boys and girls to apply for that, right?
Absolutely. And to make sure that parents understand all of the different pieces and parts that go into this, and that it is based on not on just grades or family income, which a lot of scholarships are, and ours is not.
Right. And, of course, you can't get the scholarship unless you apply. So we encourage people to start on that. And there's different pages and stuff, so you want to probably get that process going, since April's going to be here sooner than later, as we know how these months have been flying by for 2023. Again, if people want to sign up for this and to get their son or daughter, or even the son or daughter involved in that, where do they go get the information for it again?
That is at our Elyria Rotary website, which is www.elyriarotary.org. And the club, it's right on our main page, has all the information on the 2023 scholarship process. Again, we give $20,000 is the top prize, which is paid directly to the school in $5,000 increments over 4 years. We have in the past, and depending on how many applicants we get, on the quality of the applications, we may be giving more than the $20,000. We have in the past, we've given $5,000, $1,500, $2,000. In addition to the sort of the top prize, we've given other scholarship amounts, and that's very possible again this year because our fund is doing well, and our fundraisers and things that we do to support our scholarship program have been very successful over the years.
And once again, it's for students at Elyria, Elyria Catholic, Midview, Open Door Christian, and also First Baptist Christian, right?
Correct.
Got that good. Correct. Okay. Those are the pool that you hope from. And
graduating seniors. Correct. Oh,
thanks. We got all the qualifiers in on who's going to be eligible for that. Mary, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you for calling
Thank
in and sharing
you, gentlemen.
This with us.
Thank you. Thank thanks. You. Have a great day. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Same to you. Mary Sawyerka joining us with the Elyria Rotary, talking about their annual scholarship program. It's part of our Champions of Education today on WEOL, brought to you by Nordson Corporation, a vital, self-renewing worldwide organization. Nordson Corporation, helping build products the world uses every day.